everybody. TechFest 2010. Now, we've showed you some applications that deal with facial recognition, and now I'm going to show you what I consider to be the future of voice recognition. Standing next to me is Kit. Kit, what department are you in?
I'm with Microsoft Speech Research in Beijing.
Okay. Now, you've got this thing called the translating phone. Give me an overview of what you're about to show us.
Okay. As you said, we believe it's the future of voice communication. So what you're going to see is a transcription of a real live telephone call, and then we're crazy enough to actually try and translate it.
Okay.
It's pretty scary stuff doing live speech recognition, so this is Ali going to be very impressive or maybe a little bit entertaining.
Well, you know, I was impressed because I'm using the beta version of Office 2010, so it does this sort of the translation through my voicemails. Is it the same technology or have you taken it a step further?
It's a similar technology. The key difference here is this system is personalized towards me, my voice, so the accuracy levels we get are a little bit higher than what you'd see in voicemail.
You mean your sort of intonations and speech inflection?
Correct. The way I speak, I have an Australian accent, normally doesn't work so well for U.S. English speech recognition system, so my...
Yeah, I thought you sounded a little funny.
Indeed, I do.
Okay, so you take the translation, I'm sorry, you take the recognition and the encryption, and then you translate it to how many different languages are you currently working with?
At the moment, we're primarily looking at German to English at the moment, simply because we have a colleague who works in German, another one who works in English, lots of us.
Okay.
Theoretically, the technology can go to anything. It's just a matter of building those systems.
Absolutely. All right, let's take a look at it. Let's see it in action.
Okay, so scenario, coming to my office here in Australia, and we're going to pretend we're calling Frank in Germany. He's actually just next door.
But, let's say hi to Frank.
Hi, it's Frank. Hey. How are you?
So here, this is a communicator here, and I'm going to start a voice call, actually a video call. Hello?
Hello?
So if you look here, every word I'm saying here is being transcribed automatically by speech recognition.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And now, is it showing up in German on his side or in English as well?
Well, we'll see that in a second.
Okay.
But just want to show you exactly what happens here. This is actually going to get saved in my Exchange inbox, right? Either in German or English.
Mm-hmm.
And I can go back to my conversations then and search for them and browse them in the future.
It's great. It knows slang. It knew the word wanna. That's awesome.
A typical Australian word. But as you did ask, what about the translation side? Well, Frank has been very quiet for a very good reason. Frank?
Off to Germany?
Kein Englisch spreche.
Because I speak no English.
Excellent.
What's actually happening here, Frank? Can you tell us about the technology?
Ja, unser System kombiniert Spracherkennung mit automatischer Übersetzung. Alles, was ich sage, wird von einem Spracherkenner erkannt und an die automatische Übersetzung weitergegeben.
Everything I say is recognized by a speech recognizer and propagated automatically translation.
Okay. What you're hearing here is actually Microsoft Asia speech-to-text technology, text synthesis, I should say, not speech-to-text.
Gotcha.
And so that comes out in English and also in German. We're not showing this today.
Gotcha. You said that the dream is to do this in many, many languages?
Correct. Today, the system we're showing really is for English and German. That's all that we've had time to build.
Uh-huh.
Technology can be applied to many different languages as well.
Where do you see this being used the most or being the most helpful?
Well, I think, Frank and I did an experiment where we just tried to communicate. We actually tried to develop some of this system together in a different language. Imagine working in development groups across the world.
Right.
I think here, where you have a concerted reason to communicate and where you have no other option, I think such a system makes sense. Because it's not perfect, right? It's really not perfect today.
But it could be.
It definitely will get better day by day, right? But of course, translation is not an easy task. Speech recognition is not an easy task. What you're seeing here in terms of speech recognition accuracy, we get because we personalize our models. We adapt the system to my voice, totally automatic. I just made telephone calls and the system got better and better. This system here is built on 12 hours of my speech. What I did was just make telephone calls, right? I didn't have to read a script.
Gotcha.
Okay, key point. Frank, your one was built on how many hours? I don't remember.
Back over to Germany.
Ich glaube ungefähr 3,5 Stunden.
I think about 3.5 hours.
All right, guys, this is awesome. This is so cool. And any idea, you said it's pretty early in its stages now, when this would actually be out and available?
I really have no idea. I have no idea. This is something that's definitely continued to be worked. The base technologies are getting to that stage where we can begin to start to cobble these things together.
Absolutely. Well, it's a great idea. I love it. So thank you guys very much. It's called the Translating Telephone.